Mark, chapter 7. And there are gathered together to him the Pharisees, and certain of the scribes, who had come from Jerusalem, and had seen that some of his disciples ate their bread with common hands, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees, and all the Jews, except they wash their hands diligently, don't eat, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, except they bathe themselves, they don't eat, and many other things there are, which they have received to hold, washings of cups, and pots, and bronze vessels, and beds. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why don't your disciples walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with common hands?" And he said to them, "Isaiah prophesied well of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men. You leave the commandment of God, and hold fast the tradition of men.'" And he said to them, "Full well do you reject the commandment of God, that your tradition might be established. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and, 'He who speaks evil of father or mother, let him die the death.' But you say, 'If a man will say to his father or his mother, that with which you might have been profited by me is korban, that is to say, given to God, you no longer allow him to do anything for his father or his mother, making void the word of God by your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things you do.'" And he called to him the multitude again, and said to them, "Hear me all of you, and understand. There is nothing from outside the man, that going into him can defile him, but the things which proceed out of the man are those that defile the man." And when he had entered into the house from the multitude, his disciples asked of him the parable. And he says to them, "Are you so without understanding also? Don't you perceive, that whatever from outside goes into the man, it can't defile him? Because it does not go into his heart, but into his belly, and goes out into the latrine?" This he said, making all meats clean. And he said, "That which proceeds out of the man, that defiles the man. For from inside, out of the heart of men, evil thoughts proceed, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, greed, wickednesses, deceit, sexual immorality, an evil eye, railing, pride, foolishness. All these evil things proceed from inside, and defile the man." And from there he arose, and went away into the borders of Tyre. And he entered into a house, and would have no man know it, and he could not be hid. But right away a woman, whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, having heard of him, came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by race. And she implored him that he would cast forth the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." But she answered and says to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this saying go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter." And she went away to her house, and found the child laid on the bed, and the demon gone out. And again he went out from the borders of Tyre, and came through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, through the middle of the borders of Decapolis. And they bring to him one who was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech, and they urge him to lay his hand on him. And he took him aside from the multitude privately, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat, and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and says to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, and the bond of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well, he makes even the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak."